We train the dogs. It's off my new Nick mixtape. Hear it out. Exclusive from DJ Castle.
Welcome to Reppin' the 403. It's Marco.
And DJ Castle.
DJ Castle. What's up?
Not much, you know. Just prepping the mixtape. You heard that? That's a little sample.
Yeah?
It'll be dropping mid-August. Yeah, next August.
Yeah? Like mid of next August.
It's a long time.
It's a long project. It's a big project.
So we got a lot of features on there. You know, Drake, Future, Frank Sinatra from the Dead. Like, we got a couple people on there that you probably never heard before.
No. Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting project.
Yeah. We'll play it here one day. Don't worry.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that repped out on the 403. So
that was catchy.
First of all, give me your 2 cents on a new website. We're up in the 403. Have you been on it?
I've been on it briefly. I've seen a couple things.
What have you seen on it?
Seen that you haven't changed my name to DJ Casa.
I didn't realize you were...
Just kind of a threat right now.
I didn't realize you were formerly known as DJ Casa until tonight.
I changed my name about a week ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, it better suits my lifestyle.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're DJ Casa, so I'll have to make that adjustment. What else have you seen on the site? Anything else?
Just a lot about Calgary, you know? About the wonderful city of brotherly love. Which is not Calgary, but that's how we're going to call it for the rest of the year.
That's right. I'm glad you're just pulling monikers out of your ass right now for every city you've ever heard of.
God only knows.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of stuff on the website.
Would you like to explain?
You should probably check it out.
Oh, I'm not going to for a little bit.
Well, we're starting to put some content on there, Cam. There's content.
I'm sorry, what?
Content.
Cam?
Sorry, DJ Casa.
Okay. I'm glad we've established this.
There's lots of content on there. There's lots of blogs. Soon there'll be some podcasts. Hopefully this podcast will make its way on there.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm sure that, there'll be a listening audience of you and your friends when we finish this podcast.
God, and they're going to love every damn minute of it.
They are going to like it. Yeah, I think they are.
It'll be over YouTube.
So, last week, I was at the opening of the airport.
Sounds terrible.
To you it might be terrible. There was, just so you know, there were young people there as well as old people like me.
I know, I had a friend bartending there.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was he or she doing?
Bartending?
No, like, was she entertained by any of it? Or?
No, she just wanted some cash.
Okay. I didn't see her there. We did sample many of the bars.
She was in the younger audience part.
She was in the younger.
You were in the 40 plus area.
What are you talking about? It was an interesting event to say the least. There was 1,500 people there, brand new airport terminal.
Did Nenshi build a new blue nipple ring? Did he make a new blue nipple ring?
What is a blue nipple ring? What are you talking about?
You know that giant ass blue light thing that's by but near Harvest Hills?
That thing there, I heard, cost like $1 million or something
exactly. Like that. Exactly. That's why I'm saying, did he build another one? Because it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
No, there was some crazy art inside that place, for sure, though.
Was it modern art? I love modern art.
You wouldn't know modern art if it fell on your face.
This is modern art.
What are you talking about? It's a blender bottle.
My face is modern art.
Your face is not modern art.
You should see my face, audience. It's beautiful.
It's not beautiful. You are missing nothing right now.
And my mixtape. I'll put my face on the mixtape, and I bet you it'll sell a million copies.
Okay, well, it's not going to sell a million copies. Your face is not beautiful, and that is not modern art.
It's not what Mary says.
Okay. Where is Mary right now?
I don't know.
She was supposed to be working with us on this project.
She's got bronchitis.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy.
It's probably from vaping.
It's a lifestyle.
I don't think vaping is a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
I think it's a fad. You know I hate the fact that you vape in my house.
You know what that sounds like, audience? Success. Whatever you think vaping is, it really isn't. It's a lifestyle, not a fad. and I will back that up.
I think it's a fad. I don't think it's going to last.
Well, I'm going to open up my own new vape store.
Well, like,
see how much profit I make.
You and 700 other losers in Calgary are going to open your vape store? Is that what's going to happen?
You don't know the vape population as well as I do.
Oh, no, I you're quite right. I do not. There's no chance that another vape store is going to make it right now.
There's tons of vape stores that have made it. And it's way safer than smoking and hacking darts.
Well.
So if you saw me hacking darts, what would you say?
Well,
I'd
say you're stupid.
Exactly. And when you see me vaping, what do you say?
I don't think you're any smarter.
You think I'm a vape god?
No, I don't think you're a vape
god. Because I am a vape god.
No. It's a stupid activity. I can't believe how many people are doing it, though, to be honest with you.
All ages. Even your 40-plus group is doing it.
It's crazy. I don't even understand it.
Yeah, but no one understands your Chuck Norris haircut, but we just kind of let it go by.
Why you gotta be taking shots of my haircut right now?
Because it's a lifestyle, right?
There's no lifestyle to this.
Just believe what you want to believe, folks.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself and you can accomplish anything.
Anyway, explain to me, like, where was it that you and your friends latched onto this whole vaping process?
You know, I don't know. I got my friend give me a vape and tried it out, and then I was like, damn, I can blow some thick clouds, bruh.
So what, like, that's the whole purpose? Is the whole purpose the tricking out of it?
Nah, well, yeah, there's people that take it more seriously than me. I used to just do it for the different flavors, because you can get, like, a million different flavors in here. And then you can also put nicotine in it, which is not good for you, but like I said before, it's a lifestyle. So you do what you want to do.
And how many of your friends would be using a vape right now?
I started getting one, and then one by one, everyone else started getting one.
So do they all collectively have vapes now?
Pretty much, yep.
And how much would a vape cost to buy?
About, for a good one, probably $100 bucks.
$100 bucks.
But as you can put, like, different mods and stuff on it, which kind of change the temperature and use different coils. It's not something I should get into detail with, because you probably don't understand a word I'm saying right now.
No.
That's usually how it works.
I think it's an annoying hobby. I'm going to call it a hobby. I see people standing all over the place at the university, yeah, standing outside downtown.
But it's legal.
Walking around Stevens Ave.
Just like marijuana is going to be legalized soon.
Yeah, it's another whole topic.
It's a whole topic that we disagree on.
Yeah, it's not a topic. That's not a topic that I think... You know what? There is no recipe for success in actually legalizing marijuana. Nothing positive is going to come from that.
Hey, it's... Some people use it for different things. People use it for pain relief, stress relief. Some people just enjoy it. You can't take away what people enjoy. You enjoy your Chuck Norris haircut. We don't take that away from you.
You can take it away.
Yeah, true. I can shave it off.
You can't
shave off my vape.
You can take it away if it's not legal, and it's not legal.
Yet.
Well, it's...
Our prime minister is a douche, and he's going to do it. He's going to legalize it. Because he hasn't done anything else but besides try to legalize marijuana.
Even if he tries to, it's still going to get met with resistance. There's no chance that that the conservatives...
No, they're going
to
treat it like it's alcohol, pretty much.
That's what they're going to do. Well, they're going to, for sure, they're going to tax the shit out of it, too.
Yeah, which is probably good for the city.
Yeah, but the problem is...
It'll make some revenue, and there'll be a lot of jobs opening up because you're opening up businesses to, like, just marijuana dispensaries, which you can make a profit off of.
Yeah.
So, you can look at it either way you want. It may not be a pharmacy industry, but it's a new type of business that is possibly could lead to a new lifestyle in the city of brotherly love.
Yeah. Here we go. There's more monikers again.
Yeah.
Hey, you got anything else to use? You got to call it something else? The city of champions?
The city of success. Repping the 403, bruh.
So if I was to give you, like, if you're gonna pick your top four cities in North America, if I was to give you the challenge of picking your best four,
talking about Canada and the U.S.
Yeah, let's go with both. Okay.
How do you classify best cities?
Well, you have to decide what's best city to you. It could be culture, could be population, could be having a great moniker, could be architecture.
I'll probably pick two from both.
Okay.
Two from Canada, two from U.S.
What have you got?
I'm going to go with Vancouver, Toronto, New York, and California, which is not a city. But for this topic, we're going to consider the whole California part of the topic.
California, you can't pick all of California.
Okay, we'll pick Florida.
Florida is also not a city.
In my heart, it's a city.
Florida is a state. So is California.
That's not what they taught me in high school.
God, what school did you graduate from? My God.
A beautiful one.
Yeah. Anyway.
It had a hot teacher. That's all I know.
Can you try again?
I wasn't thinking about California. I was staring at her boobs.
New York. I think you probably are talking about New York State, when New York City is probably what you're referring to. But I'll give you New York as a pass. Can we pick a city, not a state?
This is why we should have just stuck to Canada.
Yeah.
I can't name all 52 states.
I didn't ask you to.
Is there 52?
There are 52.
Fuck, look at that. Yeah. I know more than you think.
How many states could you name right now?
Is this some kind of contest?
Yeah.
Let's
go. I'll go state for state with you right now. Let's see how far we get.
Okay, Ohio.
Ohio. Wisconsin.
Rhode Island.
Vermont.
Pennsylvania.
West Virginia.
Texas. God out of Texas.
Georgia.
It's a roundhouse kick. Carolina. North Carolina. South Carolina.
Yeah, they're both. I'll give you both.
Are they both of them?
Yeah, there's both.
Shout out to the Carolinians.
How about Virginia?
It's garbage. Kentucky. Utah. I changed my answer to Utah.
Massachusetts.
Washington.
Maine.
Washington, D.C.
Nice work.
Fuck yeah.
Oregon.
I'll second Oregon.
Are you out?
No. Wisconsin.
Already said.
Okay. Montana.
Montana.
Is that actually one?
Yep.
Oh damn.
California.
We already talked about this. We can't use California.
It's a state.
We can't use California.
Arizona.
You wouldn't let me use it before.
Arizona.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
California.
New Mexico.
California.
You're stalling now.
California 2.0.
North Dakota.
South Dakota.
Wyoming.
South Wyoming.
You're toast. I can go on and on.
I got pretty far.
You did pretty well. You did better than I thought you would. Okay, back to your top four. New York. Vancouver. Calgary.
In Texas.
Did you pick a city in Texas?
Houston.
Okay, I would not pick Houston.
Why?
I've got
discrimination is key.
New York City. I've got...
Is that the Big Apple?
That is the Big Apple.
How big is the apple?
I've got Calgary.
How big is the apple?
It's big.
Is it as big as your balls?
Bigger than my balls.
That's not what Mary said.
Leave Mary out of this.
You know she's in this.
New York has got the greatest architecture in the world. Greatest culture. I would take that. Calgary is one of the most beautiful, cleanest cities with the greatest people. I would not pick another Canadian city. I would go to something in the U.S.
You gotta
pick
Toronto.
No. I would not. I really dislike Toronto. I don't think it's a great city.
Well, Toronto dislikes you.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it there. It's not a great city. Just the same way I don't like Vancouver.
Six.
I would much rather pick a city like Montreal.
Yeah, but why doesn't Calgary have any other sports teams besides hockey?
Well, it's because
they can't. Can't do it.
It's got a limited population.
Exactly. So they're not.
That's the issue.
Not good enough is what you're trying to say.
Well, it's kind of you look at how well that NBA game took off this week. Do you know anybody who was at that NBA game?
A ton of people were at that NBA game.
Like, you know a lot of people there?
Yeah, I knew like probably 80 people that went to that game.
Like, anybody I would know was at that game?
No.
So how did those 80 people get tickets?
They bought them like every other normal person.
Okay.
And it was a garbage game anyway, so I wouldn't have paid any money for those tickets.
No, I wouldn't have either.
Exactly. So anytime there's an actual other sporting event besides hockey that's in Calgary, it's garbage.
Yeah, but the point was...
And they try to upsell it so that they make profit off it.
It was well represented, though. People went. People paid money to go. I know it's a one-off experience, just like it would be if Drake came to town for a concert.
Yeah, but I saw Drake in Edmonton, and it was a beautiful feeling.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Enjoyable concert?
Yeah, I won a Grammy off it.
Yeah, sure you did.
Probably didn't understand that because that's part of his lyrics.
Yeah, don't understand it. I've never listened to Drake's song in my life.
God, you're missing out.
No.
He's a beautiful human being.
Yeah, it's terrible music.
If you saw him live, you'd be like, God, I love hip-hop.
Terrible music. Terrible.
I'm sorry, not everything's Frank
Sinatra.
You
want to hear good music? We listened to...
What is this? Oh yeah, this was off my mixtape, damn, I'm sorry. Sorry, audience. Do you like that? This is how I serenade.
This is beautiful
girl.
Music.
Oh god, turn it up. Damn. This is what it sounds like when I'm hitting on your girl.
That's beautiful music, my friend.
That's sex music right there.
Right there. Breezin'.
That's actually what it's called?
Breezin'.
Or is that the artist?
No. That was the song called Breezin'.
Did you make that yourself?
It's a good song. I enjoy it. I enjoy that kind of music. I enjoy that 70s soft rock music.
It serenades you, hey?
Yeah.
Do you sleep with it at night?
It's good music.
Because I sleep with a teddy bear, but you must sleep with this kind of music.
Music can go hard and soft, Cam. It can go hard and soft. You don't have to.
So can I.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's what she said.
Oh, no, that's what he said.
Music can go
you
hard.
You don't see no girl going hard or soft.
Music goes hard and soft. Goes hard and soft all the time. You can... There's all sorts of good musics.
Musics?
Yeah, musics. We could listen to all of my favorites right now.
No, can we not, please?
Yeah.
No. I will go off the air.
No.
I will go off the air.
Meet me halfway, Cam.
This is terrible.
No, this is Kenny Loggins, and this is beautiful music. Meet me halfway.
Yeah, but you've got a different generation of music than I do. Please, you're burning the ears of our audience. Every three of them.
All three of our audience don't love Kenny Loggins?
We've cut down from three to one person now. I know you love that one person. You serenade that one person with this Kenny Loggins.
We're probably going to get sued by Kenny Loggins after the end of this because we've played more than 35 seconds of his song.
I'll trademark it under my own name.
Yeah.
DJ Castle mixtape.
Yeah. Kenny Sloggins. Okay, let's get back at it.
All right, what are we getting back at?
Okay, where do you want to go with the topics now?
Let's talk about some NBA stuff right now. Talk about who you think your top five NBA players of all time.
Top five. Let's go with top four. No, okay, let's go top five.
Nobody in this world does top four.
Top five. No, because you know what? Top four. You do your top four as your Mount Rushmore of things. You know what Mount Rushmore is, right? Since you're up in your U.S. geography.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Washington.
No.
Nevada.
No. South Dakota.
Texas.
South Dakota.
Taxes.
You know what it is. They have a mountain with four heads on it. Those four. But everybody debates, should those four presidents have been on that mountain, or should there be different presidents on that mountain?
I bet you can't name all four.
I could not tell you which four are on there. But all I'm going to tell you is that everybody who debates it debates whether different four should be on there.
Well, DJ Casa should be up there.
Okay, well, DJ Casa. So it's in the honor of Mount Rushmore. Let's pick our top four NBA players. Top four all time. You want me to go first, or you want to go first?
I always to go one by one.
Sure.
And then I'll disagree or agree with you.
Well, I don't think Amy's going to disagree with Mike Jordan.
I'm sorry, who?
Mike Jordan.
Is that Michael Jordan's brother?
Yeah, Mike.
Mike, okay. That's what I thought.
Be like Mike.
Be like Mike. Okay. Like Mike.
Can you disagree with Mike Jordan?
No.
Is there any possible way you cannot have Mike Jordan in the top four?
I think I'd have him there no matter what.
Yeah, okay. So we agree on Mike Jordan. I think now is when we're going to go off. So after Mike Jordan...
I know you're going to say Larry Bird, but that is a false accusation.
Listen, if we're putting them in ranking order, I'm not putting Larry Bird second.
But he's not up there at all.
No, he is up there.
He is not up there.
Number two is Bill Russell.
Is that just because he has a lot of rings?
Bill Russell. No, Bill Russell was the best player... The best player in the 1960s, with the exception of my third best player, which is Wilt Chamberlain.
No, I don't think Bill Russell is up there at all.
He is. Wilt Chamberlain was the better talent. Bill Russell was the better player.
Yeah, but did Bill Russell score 100 points in one game?
Yeah, but that's overrated.
Okay. No.
Who have you got? My best four: Mike Jordan, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Larry Bird.
Yeah, but that's like old school.
Yeah, but that's who the best four were. If I had number five, I'd put Magic Johnson.
Well, still old school. You're forgetting about
who?
The Black Mamba and the King himself.
Okay, give me your top four. Who have you got?
I'm going to agree with Michael Jordan and probably Will Chamberlain, just because they impacted the game very pretty well.
Yep.
I got to say... Probably Allen Iverson.
Really?
Just because, like, he changed the game for a lot of point guards. Like, he was too explosive for anyone at that time.
Well, the Big O was better than he was when he was... Oscar Robertson was a better player back in the day.
Allen Iverson. See, but I like the stuff that you do. See, I'd probably take away Wilt Chamberlain and put AI up there with MJ and Kobe and LeBron. I'd like to see you try and dunk when LeBron's chasing you down, because he's going to pin you.
Well, those guys are, I mean, I think LeBron has moved into the top six.
I didn't grow up with those other people.
He might even have moved, towards number four. But LeBron is way up the list right now. Allen Iverson.
You're going to tell me chance. Kobe?
Kobe's probably in the top seven or eight. But you got to have guys like Oscar Robertson in there. You got to have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in there.
He's eight.
Yeah, you got to have those guys in there before you're going to have...
And Ray Allen.
Kobe's right there. Shaq is right there. Tim Duncan is right there.
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen is not in the top 20.
He is in the top 20. I'll pull up the list right now. I bet you he's 16 of all time.
Well, top 20 player, top 20 scorers.
No.
But he's not the top 20 player of all time.
I'm looking it up.
No chance. No chance. There's no chance of that.
Here, I'll tell you one second.
He was a fantastic scorer. Unbelievable three-point shooter. But he was a one-trick pony.
Kip, this is what ESPN ranks, okay?
Yeah.
Wait.
There's no chance he's in the top 20.
I have no idea what's going on here. Alright. It says Jordan.
Yeah.
Kareem. Wilt. No, wait. Jordan, Kareem, LeBron, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, Larry Bird, Bill Russell, Tim Duncan, Shaq, and Hakeem.
Yeah.
That's their top 10. Don't you dare play the Jeopardy music while I'm speaking to you. I swear to God, I will cut your esophagus out and staple it to the wall. And it says Ray Allen's number 11.
Ray Allen's number 11. He is not number 11 on that list. Says, there's no chance he's number 11. He says he's
number 11.
There's not a hope in hell that he's number 11 in
that
list.
Shout out to the God, Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Yeah, well, he was a hell of a shooter, but that's all he was. Okay? So you're kidding yourself right now if you think that he's in the top 10. Anyway, you have massacred the top five list of NBA players with AI and Ray Allen in there. Your credibility is blown right now.
We can't actually forget Brian Scalabrine.
We can forget Brian Scalabrine.
No, we can't. He is the white mamba.
No. He had nothing of any value. Okay.
Okay.
The guy was a white center who never played.
And shot triples.
And wore a t-shirt.
And shot triples.
Shot triples.
Better than you could ever shoot triples.
Probably. Hey, I'm still giving it every week in men's league. What are you doing?
Getting a degree.
Yeah, but you could be playing men's league. You should be playing men's league with us.
I'm not a man yet. I'm a young adult.
Okay, well.
It's a 40-plus league.
When you get old enough, this will be your opportunity, is to get into men's league.
Yeah, and then I'll be dunking on your ass then.
Yeah, well.
I'm trying to save your reputation out there.
I guess we'll see how you make out.
Hey, I got a better topic since you want to talk about NBA.
Yeah.
Let's go back and forth to see how many NBA teams we can name off here. I'm going to give you the start and go, though. See if you know all 32.
This is a pretty easy topic.
I don't know. If you fuck up, it's over.
What are you betting me right now?
I'm betting you that I can vape in the house for the rest of my life.
No, I'm not betting that.
Why?
Because I hate that.
Are you afraid to lose?
No, I'm not afraid to lose, but I'm not.
Do you see this face? This is a face of determination.
I'm not betting on that.
Why? You're confident.
No.
Confidence is key.
Why don't we pick this up? Why don't we pick this up on the next Sports Dudes Spodcast?
Spodcast?
Yeah.
Is that something like a podcast?
But it's a Spodcast.
Can you define the word Spodcast?
Can you use Spodcast in a sentence, please?
Can I have the place of origin?
That's exactly how that would go. I think on that note,
this is my first spelling bee, guys.
I think on that note, we're gonna wind it down for tonight, because obviously.
Oh, I'm always wound up. We ain't winding it down.
I think we've hit the end of the road.
Why? Why do we play this kind of music? This makes me shed a tear.
For rep of the 403. Marco and
DJ Casa.
DJ Casa. Enjoy. Talk to you next time.
I'll see you next week, boy.